Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. We've got a great show lined up for you with in this segment straight ahead with our good friend Steve Riabianco and our new friend Michael Mezeroff. Steve is the executive director of NetChoice, and Mike is the senior fellow with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And we're talking about the debate about sales tax. Should sales tax be required to be charged and remitted by all online retailers, meaning me, if I sell a book online, should I have to do that through, regardless of where the person lives in the United States? Should I do that just as Amazon does when they sell something in a state where they have a nexus, like a distribution center? And I want the two guys, in the previous segment, we sort of established some of the facts of the issue. How do we get to this point? What are some things that are known that are the law, basically? And now, Mike, I'm going to let you go first again, and since you're the new guy. So now tell us, you gave us the facts earlier, which is basically that it's already a law that things should be taxed, that's already been established. So what is the opinion? What do you think we should be doing, and why do you think that?
Well, I think the issue is basically, as you just said, the circumstances under which the seller ought to be required to collect the tax, just like a brick-and-mortar retailer is required to collect the tax. And I'm definitely, you said a second ago, I think that all online sellers ought to collect the tax. I don't really think that. I think there ought to be some level of an exemption for small businesses, and I think
how much
reasonable people can debate what that amount should be. Well, I think somewhere in the range of a $1 million exemption under current law, provided that various other simplification measures have to be put in place by the state.
So you're allowing for a waiver, so to speak. If you're a small business retailer, if you're selling anything online and your sales, your annual sales, your online sales, right? We're talking the online portion of your
online sales, right?
If that's less than $1 million, then you're exempt from having to collect the tax. But if it's more than $1 million, is that correct?
Yeah, you're exempt.
More than $1 million, you have to
collect
and remit.
Except for the states in which you're physically
Which is currently the part. If you have a nexus,
but let me just add that even with that small business exemption, even a level that low is contingent on a number of other things. One of the other things that ought to be contingent on is, as is provided for by federal legislation that's in the hopper right now, is that the states have to pay for the software that allows the business to collect
the actual It shouldn't be a financial burden on the company in order for the state to collect their money. So Steve, that sounds kind of reasonable. What do you think?
Right. It's easy for us to count on states to keep things simple, right? And for states to make sure that their tax systems are never complex or never a burden. And, of course, we can always assume that customers won't ask lots of questions about the taxability of an item, that there won't be refunds and exchanges and credits and adjustments. No, none of that's going to hold true, and that's where the complexity lies. Anybody can write a piece of software that tells me the tax rate today on a single item in a single jurisdiction. The problem with that is wiring that answer into the in-house software that small businesses run on. The fulfillment systems, the order entry systems, the inventory management, the cash register, the online cash register, even the shopping cart are all wired together in a way that the state-provided software just won't fit. I mean, think about it right now, Jim. So many small businesses today, whether they're online or offline, they simply collect the tax based on where they're located. That's why they are already collecting sales tax. Every online seller already collects for every state where it has a presence.
Right.
But imagine this. Imagine the clerk at a regular store would have to ask each customer to present a driver's license or some other proof of the state where they live, and that the clerk at that store would then have to look up the tax rate in some free software. Then they have to figure out whether the item is taxed or defined as a taxable item wherever the customer lives.
But right? Steve, what about the million dollar exemption? Would that not cover a lot of small retailers and above a million in sales? Wouldn't that company have enough critical mass to be able to? I mean, isn't that a reasonable compromise, so to speak?
No, that's not even close. At a million of gross sales. Now, again, this is a retail business. Gross sales on which, let me be generous and say that their gross margin was 20%. That's about $15,000 a month of gross margin at $1 million in annual sales. So $15K a month has to pay everything, Jim, because gross margin is the entire margin
well,
that a small business
I'm just trying to get this little super committee to come up with something reasonable. So what number could you live with, Steve? Could you live with 5 million, 10 million?
Yeah, you can't even think of anything reasonable until you check on the size of a retail business. Now, our own Small Business Administration says that a retailer is small if they're below $20 million in annual sales. That's what the federal government uses for retail. Mm-hmm. So numbers like $1 million are not even a starter on this argument. We need to be up north of $5 million, somewhere closer to 10 or 20.
One of the things that I think is that technology and behavior by businesses over time is going to solve, going to create the need to solve this issue, and it will go beyond the Commerce Clause, I think. And when we come back after these messages, I want to explain that. And I actually have an idea that I want to propose to you guys. Mike, give us your website, please. Michael Mazeroff, give us your website, please.
Oh, our website at www.cbpp.org.
And yours is netchoice.org, right, Steve?
That's right, Jim.
All right, check it out, folks. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.